Parental advisory warning. Carlosophies, provoking thought and liberating people from their own bullshit since 2015. First time here? Hit subscribe. You'll want to stick around.
You would not believe this. Or maybe you would. This episode is going out on a Thursday and I'm going to talk about why. But then I recorded it this morning while I was on the beach, and for some reason it didn't pick up my smart lav mic. It picked up the phone mic, which was in my bag, so you can't hear me. And then I thought, okay, I'm not going to take this as a sign, even though I very easily could. I'll come home, I'll record it in the studio. A day late, but I'll get it done. So I record the episode and then I sit down to edit it, and I realize somehow, never happens, Audition has reverted to my iMac speaker and I am facing the other way. Oh, I would laugh if it wasn't so annoying for me. I'm very emotional right now. And I thought to myself, just get on with your fucking day, Carly. Just get on with your fucking day. Like, honestly, why are you doing this to yourself? So, hope you weren't expecting light and happy and fluffy today, because it's not here. I feel overwhelmed. I feel invisible. I feel uninspired. I'm just going to turn my phone down on my computer. Hang on. I feel like, why am I bothering? I already felt like, why am I bothering? I was already in a place of questioning why I show up here every week, why I have showed up here every week for the last 5 years, 6 years, whatever it is, 300 and something episodes. In that time, you know, for at least the last 5 years, I haven't missed a Wednesday. And there was a time where even if I was a few hours late, somebody would message me and say, where's your episode today? You know, I'm waiting for, it's Wednesday, it's Carlosophy's day. And that used to bring such joy to my life and to my day. And, you know, and it's Thursday and it's like, I don't know, I just feel I'm a bit of projector today, I guess, which is a sign that I'm not on my path, I guess, maybe. I don't know. But, you know, nobody noticed. And I almost feel like I could disappear and nobody would notice today. That's the headspace that I'm in. I've felt uninspired, and, you know, there's been stuff going on too. So, you know, just to give it some context, I guess, I have had school holidays and then school's gone back, and then Mabel was at school for 3 or 4 days, and last Wednesday came home with a headache, and so then Thursday morning I kept her home. I had a call that clashed with school drop-off and I just thought she can have the day off, and got to lunchtime and she was like, no, Mum, I want to go back to school. So I dropped her off and she was there for Thursday afternoon and Friday, and then Friday night she just went downhill. So I've been dealing with a sick kid since then. So Saturday she was really, you know, Friday night, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, it was fevers and snot and coughing and spewing and all the things. She didn't really move off the couch. And on Tuesday morning, I took her for a COVID test because for a couple of reasons, I just wanted to make sure, even though very blessed to live in Australia where it's not a major concern right now. You know, I wasn't concerned that she would have it because there's no community transmission around where I am, and there hasn't been for since July or something. So, you know, I wasn't concerned, but they do need a COVID negative. And also, I wanted to be sure. So we went and had the COVID test on the Tuesday, and part of the reason I procrastinated on it that long was because the last one I had was so traumatic. Well, the last one Mabel had, You know, they had to restrain her and they stuck the thing right up into her nose. And it was, I think it was more traumatic for me, but, you know, but I was just so scared. Like I was scared of taking her. And anyway, we went and I had one done in mainly in solidarity with her. And I had to have the full brain pap smear, and Mabel just had like the tip in her nose and she thought it was the funniest thing ever. Anyway, the negative came back yesterday, so she was still at home yesterday with me and she's gone off to school today feeling much better and brighter and COVID negative. So I've had very little space to myself, I guess. And I just haven't felt that. Like I've felt like, what am I doing with my life? Like, what is this? Why does it matter? Does it matter? Who gives a fuck about what I've got to say? I'm not saying anything new. You know, I'm in one of those phases where it's like, just like, what's the point? Why? You know, like, what value does this bring? Does anyone get anything out of it? Is anyone even listening now? You know, like I feel like I used to have the community around it and I feel like everyone's gone. And maybe that's because this year or the 2020, I was pretty vocal around things that I felt passionate about and I've alienated people. I'm not sure. I'm not going to, you know, change my political views or my view on living in an inclusive world, because I think it's really important that people do show up and speak up to this stuff. But I do feel like I've lost people along the way, questioning my own spirituality and all that kind of jazz. And maybe I have alienated people within my community, which makes me really sad for a number of reasons. But yeah, but I've just felt like, what's the point? What am I saying? What difference does this make to anyone? And why am I doing it? What is the motivator for me to do this week in, week out over 5 or 6 years? Is it time to pack it in? Is it time to let it go? I don't know. So big feels, big questions this week. And I don't know. I guess like I've always wanted to be honest and transparent, and this is where I'm at right now. It's an uncomfortable place to be, and I'm sure it's uncomfortable to listen to too. And I'm sure there's some of you, if anyone's listening, there's probably a few people who are like, get over yourself, you entitled twat. There's also probably a few people who want to fix me. But you know, I just recognize that this is part of life, part of a process, part of evolution, and also a passing moment in time. So I may get off this and feel like I've released what needed to be released and I can get the fuck on with things. But yeah, but I'm just in a questioning phase. I'm in a wondering why. I've been diving into my creativity in other ways with, you know, I've been really enjoying painting and drawing and creating things with my hands, and it's all I want to do at the moment. That feels like the expression that wants to come through me right now. And yeah, and so I've just felt stifled here, stifled with what I want to say, stifled with what matters. And it's been uncomfortable, to say the least. So I guess if there was ever a time you listened and you wanted to validate me, now would be it. I would really appreciate hearing from some people, if there is anyone listening. Because I feel like I used to do this and I was so dead set. It didn't matter what happened, where if I won the lotto and I won $35 million, you know, I'd still show up for this. And maybe I still would. Maybe if I gave myself the freedom to not do it, maybe I'd feel called to do it again. But I just feel like I'm forcing things at the moment and it's felt, and I think like the circumstances around this morning and yesterday and this week have felt even more like pressure on it. You know, the fact that I've recorded this twice and neither recording has worked out, has just been like, is this a sign to hang up the mic? I'm not sure. I'm really not sure. But I wouldn't be me if I wasn't honest about it with you. So big release. And I'm just going to end it here. So until next week, maybe. Peace out. Want more me in your life? Head to carlinimmo.com or find me on Instagram at carlosophies. But honestly, the best thing you can do is tell a friend about this podcast. Until next week, peace out.